I'm with Councillor Steve Cardowney, who's the leader of the SNP group in the council. You're one of the most impassioned critics of the trams project, but today in the council chamber people were trying to nail this down. Are you actually calling for a referendum to ask whether people in Edinburgh think this tram project should go forward or not?
No, absolutely not. We only said that we would consider calling for a referendum if the current consortium was no longer going to be working on the job, and that before you employ another consortium, which would be take a matter of months, there would be a window of opportunity there which could be exploited to gauge the opinion of the people of the city by a referendum as to whether or not the tram should continue or whether we should just call a halt to the whole thing. That's not happened. Therefore, there was no call for a referendum in our amendment. There was a call for a special meeting for the council to discuss all the options at a later date once discussions with the consortium have been concluded.
All you're asking for today then is a special meeting where you get to quiz Thai executives over what's happening.
That's what we wanted. We were accused of wanting a special meeting to grandstand, but I can assure you nothing was further from our thoughts. I thought, given the nature of the project, given how long it's been going on, how it's affected this city, it deserves a meeting on its own, where it's the sole item on the agenda, where we could quiz Richard Jeffrey from Thai, where we could quiz our officials, we could quiz Thai directors, we could quiz the chair. And then after that, you would then go into a formal situation to discuss the report and the recommendations in the report. Now, we can all do that independently as groups and individuals with these people, but we're not sure we'll get the same answers, depending on which group is asking the question. This would have just given that opportunity, and I really just thought it merited a meeting. But, I'm not going to die in a ditch over it. If it's going to be on the agenda for a further meeting, then fine. But hopefully, then we'll get a chance to question the senior officials about the project. And I'm sure we'll have quite definite recommendations about where the project goes from here at that meeting.
It was quite a confusing meeting to sit through. There were quite a lot of history coming up, a lot of people making accusations, levelled against different parties. To try and provide a bit of clarity to this whole debate, do you want the trams to be scrapped?
At the moment, I don't have sufficient information, quite frankly. That might sound like a politician's answer, I'm sorry. But we are mindful of the fact that £348 million approximately has been spent on this project already. I'm fearful that if we continue down to New Haven, we could spend more than double that again. If, however, the recommendation is that we only go to York Place, if the recommendation is then that that will bring the project in within the £500 million we've got from the Scottish Parliament, if Scottish Parliament are happy or can accept that and Transport Scotland, then there's been no cost to the council taxpayer other than the impact it's had on businesses and the impact it's had on residents and pedestrians.
But that's the point, isn't it? If you stop it at York Place, if you don't continue it down to the foot of Leith Walk or to New Haven, a lot of these communities have suffered very badly during the tram works and get nothing in return.
Absolutely. Shocking. And our motion said that we should redress that to the citizens that have suffered most. And I think we have to look at the impact it's had on these businesses. And it may well be that sometime in the future when there are developments down in the fourth quarter, that there may be an argument for extending a tram system down there. By that time, we'll know whether or not the tram has been fairly successful in its operation from York Place to the airport. However, there's probably a better case at the moment for the next tram line to go from York Place out to the Royal Infirmary and the new Bio Quarter. We're building a town the other size of Perth. And if you're going to run a tram system, you run it past the major areas of population such as universities and hospitals. And Line 3 actually was favoured by a number of people in this city over Line 1A. 1A was a line that was cobbled together to suit the budget. And this New Haven to the airport route, I am not convinced that people will get on a tram with their luggage to the airport, nor from the airport back into town. We've got an airport bus service second to none. Taxis are not expensive, and I think that they will come a cropper in terms of thinking that people will use it. I think they would have used it going to work if they worked at the Bio Quarter, if they worked at the Royal Infirmary. Nurses, doctors, ancillary staff, etc., patients, visitors, it made sense, more sense for it to go there. This is the wrong line at the wrong time, but we'll see what happens with the recommendations that we get.
You were accused today of grandstanding on all of this in preparation for the elections next year. I have to say, reading a lot of the press reports, you do get the impression that you're dead set against the trams, that you wanted this referendum. Now, is that just press distortion of what you're saying? Because that's certainly the impression you get.
It was entirely accurate. What I'm concerned about is that because this project is now going pear-shaped, which it is, and nobody's saying this is the project that they signed up for, none of the major parties are saying this is a project that they're signing up for, but they're trying to get wriggle off the hook. This was a project that was brought forward by the Labour administration. They're trying to say it's now mismanaged, and that's the reason that we're in this mire that we are. That is a nonsense. It was ill-conceived from the start.